Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Save even more during Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. My Lowe's Pro Rewards members save up to 20% on in-stock molding when you spend $250 or more. And save up to 20% on in-stock pre-hung interior doors when you buy six or more. Load up today on the materials you need and get the most out of Pro Savings Days. Members get more at Lowe's. Valid through 7/31 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online. After midnight.
By the time Marianne noticed the pattern, she had already convinced herself there wasn't one. They moved again 3 years later. It wasn't because of the disturbances. It was because the house felt too small. Because the children were growing, because opportunity came and they took it. Life decisions were always practical in her mind. She did not assign meaning to coincidence. The new house was in a different county altogether, nearly 250 miles away. The walls were freshly painted, the floors were new. There was no history attached to it, no lingering energy, no reason for anything unusual to continue. For a few months, it didn't. The quiet felt like relief. Then one evening, while she and her husband stood in the hallway discussing where to hang new lighting, something struck them again. This time it wasn't glass. It was small change. Coins hit the wall beside them and scattered across the floor. A handful of brightly colored sweets followed, bouncing down the staircase. The sound was unmistakable. Hard, thrown objects traveling from behind them. And they both turned at the same moment. The hallway was empty. Their children were upstairs with doors closed. The house was still. Marianne did not react immediately. She bent down and gathered the coins into her palm, listening to the echo of them clinking together. Her husband stood frozen, scanning the staircase as if expecting someone to step into view. He checked every bedroom. No one was awake. That was when the realization began to take shape. The activity did not stay in one house. It accompanied them. The waves returned, quiet for weeks, then sudden activity that felt pointed rather than random. Knocking resumed on bedroom windows at precisely the same early hour, around 4 a.m. There were no trees close enough to brush the glass, no animals left prints. The tapping always came in deliberate intervals, as though someone were signaling. Her 14-year-old daughter, whose bedroom had been converted from a garage space, began hearing what sounded like footsteps running along the roof above her. Not scratching like birds or scuffling like squirrels. Footsteps. The weight of something moving quickly overhead and then stopping directly above her bed. Marianne inspected the roofline herself in daylight. There were no loose panels, no entry points, no marks. She was too busy to dwell on it. Children still needed feeding, laundry still piled up. Life did not pause for mystery. The incident with the boots was harder to dismiss. It was Christmas, and her daughter had insisted on keeping her new bicycle inside her bedroom rather than storing it in the shed. One night, she woke to the sound of something striking metal. When she turned on the lamp, a small object lay on the floor near the bike. It was a pair of tiny black boots, no larger than a toddler's toy. Wooden inside, coated in rubber, on the outside with no obvious origin. They did not belong to any toy in the house. None of the children recognized them, and Marianne held them in her hand, turning them over. They felt old, slightly worn, as if they had once been part of something larger. She threw them in the bin that same morning. The rubbish collection came that afternoon. They moved again within the year. Different town, different house, no shared walls, no architectural similarities. She told herself this time would be clean. Whatever had followed them before would stay behind. For nearly 3 years, nothing significant happened, as the quiet almost convinced her. Then one morning, her daughter walked into the kitchen holding something in her palm. "You're not going to believe this," she said. Marianne looked down. The little black boots rested on her daughter's hand. They had been found on the bedroom windowsill. Marianne did not shout. She did not question whether someone had been playing a trick. The boots were identical down to the worn edges. There was no logical path for them to have returned. She took them outside and placed them directly into the wheelie bin again. This time she watched the bin lorry take them away. They never returned. But the atmosphere changed after that. The activity became less playful, less about thrown sweets and coins. It grew heavier. Her husband began hearing what he described as a low groan in the early hours of the morning, not a mechanical hum, not plumbing. A human sound, drawn out and strained as if someone were exhaling their last breath somewhere in the house. The soap incidents began shortly after. New, unused bars placed beside the sink would be found in the morning, gouged and indented, as though wrapped tightly in a man's hand. The impressions were deliberate, finger spacing visible, pressure deep enough to distort the shape. On one occasion, the edges of the soap appeared shredded in parallel lines, similar to marks left by a dinner fork dragged repeatedly along the surface. But it happened 6 times over 3 years. No one admitted to touching them. Marianne stopped replacing the soap with fresh bars. Her dog, a small Yorkshire Terrier that had always been fearless, began refusing to enter the living room if the door was open. The dog would freeze in the hallway, ears flat, and retreat to the kitchen. It would not cross the threshold unless physically carried. Marianne watched that behavior more closely than anything else. Animals do not imagine. And for the first time in nearly a decade of incidents, she began to wonder if ignoring it had been a mistake. By the time they moved for the third time, Marianne had stopped calling it strange. Strange implied curiosity. Strange implied something worth examining. What was happening in her life required no interpretation. It required endurance. The move to North Devon had been practical. They needed space and they needed distance. She never admitted out loud that she hoped the distance might reset something. The house was bright, modern in places, and nothing about it suggested a past heavy enough to hold on to a family. For nearly 8 months, the quiet held. Marianne almost believed the earlier houses had simply been drafty, poorly insulated, or unlucky. When you raise 6 children, you learn quickly how easily chaos can be mistaken for something else. Then the planning started again. It was always during planning. That was the part she couldn't ignore. One evening, after the children had gone to bed, she and her husband stood in the hallway discussing paint colors and flooring for the entrance. It was late, and both of them were tired. The house was silent in the way only a house full of sleeping children can be. Without warning, something struck the wall beside them and fell to the floor. A coin rolled across the wood. Then another. Then a scatter of brightly colored sweets followed, bouncing down the skirting board and across the tiles. The objects had come from behind them, from the direction of the darkened staircase. They had not fallen from a shelf. They had not slipped from a pocket. They had been thrown. Her husband reacted instinctively, sprinting up the stairs 2 at a time. Marianne did not follow immediately. She stayed where she was and looked at the sweets on the floor. They were the same kind they had once picked up in the previous house years earlier. Upstairs, all the bedroom doors were closed. All the children were asleep. When her husband returned, his expression told her everything. There had been no one there. The activity did not continue that night, and it did not erupt into daily chaos. It retreated again, as it always did, into long stretches of silence. Weeks passed, months passed. Life moved forward in its usual demanding rhythm, but the pattern had reestablished itself. It did not attach to walls. It attached to them. When they moved back to Lancashire, settling in Lytham St. Anne's, Marianne made a conscious decision not to react anymore. She did not comment on the knocks at the windows at 4 in the morning. She did not respond when her daughter reported footsteps on the garage conversion roof. She did not look up when a whisper brushed past her ear in the hallway. She had no energy left to give it. Then came the morning with the boots. Her daughter walked into the kitchen pale but composed, holding something in both hands as though it might dissolve if she loosened her grip. Marianne recognized the shape before she fully registered it. The tiny black boots sat in her daughter's palms. They were exactly as she remembered them, small, rubber-coated, hollow wooden interiors. They had been thrown away years earlier in a different county. She had watched the bin lorry take them. She did not shout. She did not cry. She did not ask questions she already knew could not be answered. She took them outside and placed them directly into the wheelie bin again. This time she stood and watched until the collection truck emptied it. They did not return after that. But the tone shifted. The sweets and coins stopped. The playful aggression gave way to something heavier. Her husband began waking to a low sound in the early hours, somewhere between a groan and a drawn-out exhale. It was not the wind. It was not plumbing. It carried weight and intention, as though someone were breathing painfully somewhere in the house. Marianne heard it once herself, around 3 in the morning. It was close enough to the bedroom door that she sat upright immediately. The sound lasted only a few seconds before dissolving into silence. She did not wake her husband. She lay back down and waited for dawn. The soap incidents began soon after. Whenever she placed a fresh, unused bar of soap beside the sink, it would be altered by morning. Not melted, not softened by water, distorted. Deep indentations marked the sides, 5 at a time, wrapping around the bar as though gripped tightly in a large hand. On one occasion, the edges were carved repeatedly in parallel lines resembling marks left by a fork dragged across the surface. It happened 6 times over 3 years. She stopped replacing the soap with new bars. Her dog, a small Yorkshire Terrier that had once followed her from room to room without hesitation, began refusing to cross the threshold into the living room. The moment the door opened, the dog would freeze, ears flat, and retreat toward the kitchen. No amount of coaxing would persuade her to enter. Marianne watched that more carefully than anything else. Children can imagine, adults can rationalize, and animals cannot. Still, she continued, meals were cooked, laundry was folded, school schedules were maintained. She did not allow the house to dictate the pace of her life. But beneath that determination, a quieter awareness grew. Whatever had followed them did not want fear. It wanted acknowledgement. And she had spent more than a decade refusing to give it any. By the time the house grew quiet for good, Marianne was no longer frightened by it. She was tired. Her children were nearly grown. 2 had moved out, the younger ones no longer waking her at dawn. The house that had once been a constant blur of noise and movements now held long stretches of stillness, and that stillness made the older disturbances feel closer somehow. When there are 6 children running through a hallway, a knock at 4 in the morning can be dismissed. When the house is silent, every sound has weight. Her husband was away again for work. It was late autumn, the kind of night where the air presses against the windows and the central heating hums softly through the vents. Marianne had fallen asleep in the armchair after folding laundry. She woke just after 2 in the morning with the distinct sensation that someone had walked past her. Not a noise, not a shadow. The sensation. She sat upright and listened. The house did not creak or settle the way it sometimes did in cold weather. There was only that deep, low vibration she had heard years before. A sound like breath dragged slowly through a chest that didn't function properly. It moved along the hallway, deliberate and unhurried. For the first time in over 2 decades of ignoring, dismissing, and rationalizing, she stood up and followed it. The hallway was dark except for a faint wash of streetlight from the landing window. As she stepped toward the newer part of the house, the extension she had always disliked without being able to explain why, the air felt heavier, almost humid. The bathroom door at the end of the corridor was closed. The groan came again, closer now. She reached for the handle, and before her hand touched it, the door opened inward on its own. Not violently, not dramatically. simply yielded as though someone inside had turned the knob from the other side. The room was empty. The light was off. The mirror above the sink reflected the hallway behind her. Marianne stepped inside. It was only when she glanced up at the mirror again that she saw it clearly for the first time in her own eyes, and not through someone else's story. Behind her reflection stood a shape darker than the room itself, broad and tall with no discernible edges. It had no face and no detail, yet it occupied space the way a living body does. It did not flicker or fade. It stood where the doorway should have been. Her first reaction was not fear. It was recognition. This was what her husband had described years earlier. This was what her daughter had seen moving through the living room. This was the presence that seemed to grow restless every time they made plans to change something in their lives. She turned around. The space behind her was empty. When she faced the mirror again, the shape was closer. The temperature in the bathroom dropped noticeably. The small hairs along her arms lifted as though the air had charged with static. The groaning sound did not echo through the house this time. It seemed to originate inside the room itself, vibrating through the tile beneath her feet. For decades, she had refused to engage. She had brushed it off because she had 6 children and meals to cook and laundry to fold. She had refused to let something unseen take up space in her mind. But now the house was quiet enough that silence itself demanded acknowledgement. She spoke, her voice low but steady. "If you've something to say, then say it. I'm done pretending you're not there." The groaning ceased immediately. The stillness that followed was absolute. Even the hum of the heating system seemed to cut out. For a moment, she wondered if she had imagined the entire sequence, if exhaustion had finally caught up with her. Then the unused bar of soap on the sink began to move. It did not tip or wobble. It slid in a straight line toward the edge of the porcelain basin, slow and controlled, until it fell into the sink with a soft thud. Marianne stared at it for several seconds before bending to retrieve it. When she lifted it into the light from the hallway, 5 deep indentations pressed into its surface, fresh and clearly defined. She placed it back on the sink deliberately. "I've raised my family here," she continued. "You've had your say. Now I'm having mine." The mirror darkened around the edges as though a shadow were bleeding inward from the frame. The shape behind her reflection expanded until it filled the entire glass, swallowing her image in a wash of black. The temperature dropped another degree and she felt a rush of cold breath near her right ear. The voice that followed was neither male nor female. It was not loud, but it carried weight. "Stay." It was a single word, drawn out like a warning. Marianne did not flinch. She understood then what she had refused to consider for years. The activity had escalated whenever they moved, whenever they packed, whenever they discussed leaving. It had followed them, not because it was attached to a building, but because it was attached to something else, to them, to her. "You don't decide that," she replied quietly. The mirror cleared as suddenly as it had darkened. The shadow collapsed inward and vanished. The bathroom light, which she had never turned on, flickered once and went dark again. The air returned to normal and the house resumed its ordinary nighttime quiet. She stood there for a long time before stepping back into the hallway. Nothing else moved. Nothing else sounded. In the weeks that followed, the house changed. The 4 a.m. knocks ceased. No coins scattered across the floor. No sweets appeared from nowhere. The soap remained untouched. The dogs no longer refused to enter the living room. The heavy, watched feeling that had lingered for years seemed to dissolve. Her husband noticed the quiet first. "It's been peaceful lately," he said one evening, almost cautiously. Marianne nodded. She did not tell him about the mirror or the words spoken against her ear. She did not tell the children. She had no interest in reviving something that appeared to have withdrawn. Years have passed since that night. The children are grown, the house has been redecorated more than once, and life has settled into something ordinary again. Marianne does not claim to understand what shadowed her family for decades. She does not label it. She does not speculate publicly. What she knows is simple, but it escalated when ignored. It intensified when they tried to leave. and the night she finally refused to treat it as background noise, it stopped hiding. Whatever it was, it wanted acknowledgement. It got it. And then, for reasons she may never fully understand, it chose silence.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Bretsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.